The Director, Economic Research and Forecast at the Ministry of Finance, Dr. Hassan Idrisu, says the country's economy is on target and focused despite challenges and high interest rates, among other economic indicators. Dr. Hassan said this on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point. He said Ghanaians should expect better days ahead as the economy picks up following the IMF intervention.
The state of the economy as of now is encouraging, given that we have already prepared our 2016 budget, set our target for the 2016 fiscal year, and if you match the performance of what we have programmed for, at least from January to April, to what we have seen, particularly in terms of the fiscal outcomes, I think I'll broadly say that the performance has been good. Coming back to the target, because once you're talking about performance, you have to be able to match it against the second target. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a reference point or a base point. In the 2018 budget, we have programmed the overall macroeconomic target was to ensure that we achieve an overall real GDP growth of 3.9%, which, and this real GDP includes oil. If we exclude oil, we are talking about a growth rate of 2.7%. We targeted an end-of-year inflation rate of 11.5%, and then we are looking at an overall fiscal deficit of 6.5% for the 2015 fiscal year. Actually, the idea was to ensure that we have a massive front-loaded fiscal consolidation as part of our process of ensuring that we restore macroeconomic stability, which is necessary for the promotion of growth. We have also programmed to do an international growth reserve of which can cover not more than 3 months of income. Now, let me say, January to May 2015, in terms of the GDP, the latest figure that the Ghana Statistical Service has released for the first quarter of 2015 puts the GDP growth rate at 4.7%, which means that the economy has expanded in the first quarter by 4.7%, despite the energy challenges that the economy has faced for some time. Inflation stayed high. After declining to 15.4% in January, we are still seeing inflation in double digits. As of the end of May, inflation was 16.9%, mainly on account of utility and fuel price increases we have seen in recent past. The signals for interest rates are mixed. Just to ensure that we address the high inflationary expectations, the Bank of Ghana policy rate was raised recently by 100 basis points to 22% from its level in April, which was only 1%. And so the interest rate is still relatively high. If you come back to the deficit, again, we have programmed a deficit from January to April of about 2.6%, but we were able to do 2% of GDP, and this was on the back of strong revenue performance. In fact, it was fiscal expenditure only minimal, which gave us that time. So I think broadly, I would describe the performance of the economy for at least January to 15 to compare them to the target that we have set as broadly on target. I would be quick to add that definitely there is more room for improvement, and we really want to see even better macroeconomic outcomes.
The Director, Economic Research and Forecast at the Ministry of Finance, Dr. Hassan Idrisu. Head of Finance and Marketing at University of Ghana, Dr. Godfrey Bocking, said though the economy has shown positive signs, there's the need for fiscal discipline to achieve set targets.
I think that the single spine, I'm sure the implementation wasn't done, I believe it perhaps well. And that gave labor that bargaining power to be able to negotiate their way through. Because if you have done your own analysis, that look, equal work, equal pay, and all of that, then what is the point in actually losing control as to how you migrate people onto the platform? So that has cost us a lot. But I think the single spine pay policy is not only about pay, it's also about productivity. So we have to be able to do well to ensure that productivity is generated to match whatever injection that the economy has witnessed in terms of wages and salaries. So there's still room for improvement. There's a lot that we have to do, and it is good that the program is on track. Physical consolidation, whether it is expenditure based or revenue based, we are doing both. we have to be able to embrace the cost that will come with it in the short term. And these are, I believe, trade-offs or sacrifices that we have to be able to make to be able to have a better tomorrow, because the medium-term prospects for Ghana is bright, but we need macroeconomic stability to be able to preserve that prospect and ensure that growth is broad-based, growth can benefit moderate and low-income earners. What we haven't been doing quite well is that we have recorded some growth in the time past, but they didn't really come from labor-intensive sectors of the economy, which would allow redistribution of income and all of that. So we have an opportunity to be able to correct that, and that is what I'm looking forward to.
Dr. Gottfried Bobking, Head of Finance Department at University of Ghana, Legon, the MP for Tafu and Ranking Member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Dr. Anthony Akotose, blamed government for the delay in signing the IMF program, as he said has given the IMF the chance to push the government to a tight corner.
Look, we got ourselves to where we are, but we are also a developing nation. To the extent that we don't have any control by the external shocks, there must be some room for some maneuver. Right now, this issue about every 2 weeks adjusting petroleum prices, every 3 months adjusting utilities, they think it that it's a homegrown policy, which it is. But in any economy, where we are not managing the exchange rate very well, it is not going to work. That is why, this week, depending on where the exchange rate has gone, there's supposed to be an adjustment. We need to move. Yes, we've messed up. But look at our situation and come up with a program that can give us some.
Are you saying the program is too harsh?
It's too harsh. It's too harsh. I've told the minister, I've told the people, it's too harsh. But I can see why, because we took too long. When they came earlier, they said, Ghana needs to do this. We said, we are facing challenges, we'll come out. So they took a hard position. I think it's time that they realize that, look, we have challenges. And they need to. Going to an election year, they expect that things will go bad. So the fact is, 0% financing of government deficit by Bank of Ghana. Bank of Ghana is not used to it. The law says up to 10%. Lately, we've been at 30 or 40. It's too high. But going from 10%, as the law says, to zero in 2 years, you need to give Bank of Ghana room and the Ministry of Finance to put in place things that will make it get there.